This is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. On July 21st, local 2S LGBTQIA+ advocacy group, Burnaby Pride, along with the City of Burnaby, held an event outside of Burnaby City Hall where the Intersex Progress Pride flag was raised next to the British Columbia and Canada flags. The flag raising marks a week of celebration taking place 1 week before Burnaby's annual Pride Festival on July 26th. First to speak at the event was Burnaby City Councilor Daniel Tatro, who emphasized the city's support of Burnaby's queer community, as well as its stance against anti-2S LGBTQIA+ discrimination.
And also, just by being here today, you're showing your support. You're doing your part. And also, we're here to remember that Pride is also joyous and a vibrant celebration. And a reminder that we must continue to push back against bigotry, hatred, and discrimination. And again, not just today, but every day. In our community, our differences don't divide us. They are what make us special. And I'm honored to be here, I'm honored to show my support, and I'm thrilled to see you here as well.
This sentiment was echoed by other speakers at the event, including Azza Rojbi, a coordinator for Burnaby Pride.
One of the important things we have to continue talking about is Pride started as a protest, and it is continues to be a protest. We don't have to look very far to see our rights being challenged and taken away from us, whether that is in provinces nearby here in Canada or across the border in the United States or around the world. So we have to continue, as the speaker before me, the councillor said, fighting against bigotry, challenging bigotry. And it's important for people that live in Burnaby to see that reflected in their elected officials and here at City Hall.
Lastly, Vishad Deeplaw, the Senior Manager for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion for the City of Burnaby, spoke on his personal experiences and how that led him to the City of Burnaby.
I've always looked to try and find that sense of belonging and where I felt I genuinely should be. Through my teens, growing up in South Africa, I was the obese kid, I was the kid of color, I was also the gay kid. And for the time that I grew up, it was not the best place to be. It has its challenges. Then when I wanted to marry my husband 22 years ago, we were told we could not get married because it was not legal. We then struggled to have a son, which we had to wait as well for laws to change for us to actually become parents. When we became parents, we had to fight with the idea of, firstly, not getting parental leave because there's no maternal figure. At the same time, we had to fight for the fact that some schools didn't want our son in their schooling system. Later on, we immigrated for a better life for my son, which is 8 years ago. And if anybody else here are immigrants, you know, you're then also trying to fit in once again. You're trying to find your footing, you're trying to see where you belong. But I want to share that in 2022, I joined the City of Burnaby. Today, I can share that I have found my sense of belonging. From our mayor, council, our city leadership, colleagues, from across all departments, who I can also call friends, I feel seen.
At the end of the event, the Intersex Progress Pride flag was raised, beginning this year's celebration of Pride in the City of Burnaby. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.